So tonight we have a very explosive Mishnah to discuss. I say explosive because every single line in this Mishnah has stirred a great amount of controversy, and intense controversy at that. We are up to Mishnah Yud, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud and Perek Yavis. Shemaya v'Avtalion Kiblu Mehem. Shemaya and Avtalion. They were two converts who became the leaders of the Jewish people in their generation. And they received the tradition from Shimon ben Shetach. Shemaya Omer. Shemaya says the following three statements. One, Ehoi v'samalacha. Love work. Two, Sino es harabonos. Hate rabonos. What does that mean? So most commentaries say that rabonos in this context means a position of leadership. So according to most commentaries, this means despise being in a position of leadership. That's not that hard to despise it once you're there, but that's what I hear from the people in leadership positions. But despise being in a position of leadership. Three is v'al tisvada l'rashus. Do not become too familiar with government officials. Those are the three statements. So let's examine statement number one. Love work. Rabbeinu Yaina and other commentaries say that love work, that what the Mishnah is exhorting us to do is to do things that we would otherwise consider demeaning if that's what's necessary for us to procure a livelihood. So for example, if let's say you're unemployed, you don't have any means of support, and you see a position available as a garbage man, garbage collector. So many people would say, well, a garbage collector, that's beneath my dignity. So says the Mishnah, Ehoi v'samalacha, love work. Love work so much that you're even willing to work as a garbage collector if that's what you need to provide a financial support for your family. That's what the Ben Yonah and other commentaries say. Now, the Rambam takes a very extreme position here based on this Mishnah. And the Rambam says, this is in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Paragimel, Mishnah Yud. Kol ha-mesim al-liboy, she-yasik b'Torah v'lo-yasim alocha. Somebody who decides, I'm going to learn Torah, and what about parnasa? What about a livelihood? Yisbanis min tzedakah, I'll have a livelihood from tzedakah. I'll be supported by the charity fund. And I won't get a job, because I have to learn Torah. Hareis there, such a person, chilul es Hashem, he has desecrated Hashem's name, ubiza es haTorah, he has disgraced the Torah, v'kava ma'or hadas, he has extinguished the light of our religion, v'goram ro'al atzmai, and he has caused evil to himself, v'notal chayav min ha'olam haba, and he has removed his life from the world to come. V'fisha also le'hanos midivrei Torah ba'olam hazeh, because it's prohibited to derive benefit from the words of Torah in this world. Amr Chachamim call an enemy to return to Chayim in Olam. The Oitziv of Amru, and he skips at the I'll skip at the end of this halacha. He says, "The Oitziv of Amru, Ehayv es Hamalacha Usnas Rabbanus. Love work and hate Rabbanus. The whole Torah she'eni mamalacha, any Torah which is not accompanied by work, Soifa b'Teila will end up being nullified, the Gereris Ovain, and the causes sin, the Saif Adam Zeh, and the end of this person will be Sheyehe Melastim Sabrius. He'll become a bandit, a robber." That's what the Rambam says. Now, this is based on his interpretation, really, of another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and that would be in Perek Dalid, Mishnah He. Over there, the Mishnah says, don't make Torah a crown to glorify yourself with. Or a shovel to dig with. Because the Torah is not your tool. The Torah is something that should be studied for its sake, not for your own advancement. And so the Rambam says that a person who decides to learn Torah and be supported from tzedakah is using the Torah for his own advancement. And the Rambam, on that Mishnah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Hay, says that, I'm going to say something that I really originally decided not to write in my commentary because it's not necessary. It's so simple and obvious that it's not necessary to write it. But then I realized that even though it's so simple and obvious, if people would hear about what I wrote, they would go crazy. Because what I say is really against what all the chachamim of this day are doing. So I'm going to say it anyway. And he says that it's prohibited to ask for money. It's prohibited for a Talmud Chacham to ask for money from other people so that he could learn Torah. And he goes on and on for an entire page, bringing proof after proof after proof from all over Shas to this prohibition. And we're out of time, but there's another side to this dispute. If you want to see the sources for that, look in the Kesef Mishnah on the original Rambam I quoted. Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Yud, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. Kesef Mishnah spends also an entire page going through every proof that the Rambam cites in Perek Dalet of his Pirusha Mishnayis, what he considers to be a rebuttal of those proofs. Those are the two sides of the issue, but they all agree to the principle that we began with, which is that somebody who is given the option of supporting his family, and that option would normally be considered beneath his dignity, he is certainly obligated to take that and love it. To love that malacha. So everybody, enjoy your day of work tomorrow.